The New York Democrat toured Irving Tissue in Washington County. Located in a region known for its forest products industry, the company that manufactures tissue and paper towel products employs 300 workers in Fort Edward. Speaking before a group of employees, Schumer urged the U.S. Commerce Department to investigate Irving in a case that is requiring the company to pay an 11% tax at the U.S.-Canadian border on material it produces at its facilities in Canada.
And I am going to do everything I can to reverse it and reverse it quickly, because it relates to creating good-paying jobs here in Fort Edward and in Washington County.
Schumer said four companies were hit with the new tax after two were found to be violating U.S. trade law. Irving, however, did not break the law. Schumer said the tariff will hurt future business.
And they gave me a little chart here to show you how significant it is. Look at this. Look at this. This year, they'll only pay about $18 million in these refunds, but it'll go up to $42 million next year. Now you say, well, you know, if a company makes a mistake, if a company's violating our trade laws, they ought to pay a price. But here's the catch. Irving did nothing wrong.
Co-CEO James Irving invited Schumer to tour the Fort Edward facility after approaching him in Washington.
We're not asking for an outcome here. We're not saying don't give us a duty. All we're saying is look at the facts. If we've done something wrong, that's fine. Assess us. If we haven't, though, don't assess us. But right now, as the senator said, it's like, you know, two fellas robbed a bank and they arrested four people. Two were nowhere near the bank.
Irving said the tax is not impacting any current projects but could threaten growth.
This is a cornerstone operation for our forest products business. It's a key piece of the business. It's making a lot of the tissue products, which uses a lot of pulp. And it's all integrated, forestry and so on.
J.D. Irving took over the Fort Edward plant from company Kimberly-Clark two decades ago and has invested about $300 million in the facility. The Commerce Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Schumer also addressed General Electric's announcement that it would be sending 500 turbine manufacturing jobs to its facilities overseas after Congress failed to renew funding for the Export-Import Bank. About 200 jobs would have been supported in Schenectady. While the measure to fund the agency has passed in the Senate, the Democrat urged the Republican-controlled House to bring the bill up for a vote.
It's outrageous to hold it up. It's a small group of ideologues who say the government shouldn't be doing this. Well, the German government and the French government, who have Siemens and all the competitors of GE, help their companies and to create good-paying jobs. Why don't we?
Schumer's Democratic colleagues, including Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko, have also urged reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. Republican representatives Chris Gibson and Elise Stefanik have also signed on to legislation that would reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. Reporting from Fort Edward, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.